Maybe.
Did you really?
I used to slip off from school, go up to the racetrack, see the race. Mother whooped me with a hairbrush. I never ever forget it. It was a flat, one of those, it was stiff. You know, they used to comb the hair so many strokes.
Yeah.
And this was a flat wooden back thing. I remember it long as I live. And I mean, she would tear me up by slipping off and going to the racetrack. I think about these things that come back to me.
Oh, isn't that funny? And you would go, oh, I sure didn't know that they had a racetrack.
Yeah, we had a horse track here. One of the best in the South. Sure was. You know, in those days, you could go down Main Street and you needed $10,000 to put over a deal, something like fix the track up, fix the grandstand. And they'd go to Straub's son and get $1,000. They'd go to CLMO Brothers and get $1,000. They'd go to Wooten Davis and Wooten Epps and get $1,000. You could go to 10 men and get $10,000. It'd take you months to get up $10,000 here on Cherry Street right today. I don't know what it was or what the difference was, but that was it. And any project that came up, Orphan's Home, my aunt and my uncle, W. E. Moore, and his wife, Ophelia Polk Moore Home is what it was called. And she was a Polk. Now she was a kin to the president of Polk way back there. And through politics, I mean, we've been messed up in politics here all our lives. My uncles have been sheriff, my daddy's sheriff. I've been in here 20 years, and different ones. My uncles have been in here. My grandmother's father, Arthur, was sheriff, and he'd be sheriff for 2 years, and he'd make Davis was her father. And he would be sheriff, then he'd make his uncle, his brother, Arthur, sheriff, and they swapped it about for about 30 years. First one, then the other. And that's the way it went around here. I mean, we've been messed up in politics around here ever since things
really
started.
Yeah,
that's right.
And then you go so far back here into a county.
Yeah. See, he was sent here, Davis. And that is the one who I gave the oil painting to Fitzhugh. That's Fitzhugh's great-grandfather. Another kinfolk family. There were three sisters. Sisters. One married Dr. One married Judge. And my grandmother married C.L. My grandfather. Well, they were all in the Catholic Church. They were raised out here in the Catholic Church. Their mother died, and Davis put them in their old home was up here where the cemetery is now, Maple Hill. Those magnolia trees in Maple Hill were planted by him. And he put these daughters in it was the first Catholic orphanage out here. Not the one that's just been, it was the very first one. And they were, nuns were out of Kentucky. Lexington, Kentucky. It's a place up there. I used to know, of course, the priest in Little Rock is ahead of this here now. This is a different thing. This was from Kentucky. Well, those three girls were raised in this home off from the Catholic school, Catholic church, and were Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ms. Ann Josie, Ms. married Dr. and stayed in the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Lena, who I remember her, I well remember, used to go out to her house. It's a beautiful home, still out here,
mm-hmm.
right below town, going out of town south towards the bridge. She married Judge and went in the Methodist Church. Grandmother married grandfather and went into the